headline.
I'm Tommy McNeil. Reporting, state media and Turkey say Turkish ground forces have crossed the border into Syrian Kurdish enclave. The forces are said to have entered Afrin province a day after Turkish warplanes launched airstrikes against a U.S.-backed Kurdish militia in Afrin. Reuters is reporting that a YPG Kurdish militia spokesman said Turkish troops tried to enter Afrin Sunday, but they were pushed back. The U.S. backs the YPG in its fight against Islamic State militants. Washington has announced the intention to create a security force in Syria in conjunction with the YPG. The announcement has provoked outrage in Turkey. Afghan commando forces have ended an overnight siege at Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel that resulted in the deaths of at least 16 people, including foreign nationals. Interior Ministry spokesman confirmed only 5 deaths, including foreigners, and 9 injured in the attack that began late Saturday on the Intercontinental Hotel in the Afghan capital. KAM Airlines says 10 of its staff were killed in the military raid, including 5 pilots and 14 other employees are missing. 2 Venezuelans and a number of Ukrainians are reported to be among the victims. Blaming one another for the political deadlock, Republican and Democratic leaders continue their meetings. Steve Hines and his family are at Yellowstone National Park, where he expressed disappointment in U.S. lawmakers.
It's kind of political posturing, I believe. It's been that way for a few years, at least this last year, which I'm for one, I'm tired of the immature actions that we see in politics. What we need is some good statesmen.
There is speculation that another vote may come early Monday to extend a decision on the federal budget. This is VOA News. Jordan's King Abdullah expressed his concern about Washington's decision to recognize